好。
Morning, brothers and sisters.
刚好碰上是中秋节的时候。
Just happened to be a midterm festival.
祝大家中秋节快乐。
Wish all the people, sister, have a happy holiday.
对，昨天晚上我在看月亮的时候，突然想起来，其实有蛮好的一些启示。
Last night, when I look at the moon, some revelation comes to my mind.
我们基督徒在这个世界上生活的时候，其实应该像月亮一样。
Our Christian life should be similar to the life of the moon.
月亮本身它不能发光，
The moon cannot be shined.
但是它在每天晚上的时候就把这个光赐给我们，
However, he gave us this moonlight to us every night.
而且所照亮的地方都是那些充满黑暗的地方。
All the light shaded is all those darkness.
所以，我们基督徒就是要这样承受神的呼召，让到世界里面去发光。
Therefore, we need to receive all God's call to be shining from the darkness.
感谢神。
Thanks, Lord.
也特别是感谢神，让像可以出来翻译今天的信息。
I give special thanks to Brother Sean can come out to translate today's message.
戴克弟兄他有一些感冒，是受到新冠病毒的干扰，所以我们为在祷告中纪念他。
Brother Kai is sick due to COVID, so let's pray for his quick recovery.
那我们今天一起来，我们再一次来思考约书亚记。
Today, let's learn together for the book of Joshua.
就上一次的时候，我们就论到以色列人他们开始分地。
The last time we talk about all the Israel, they start to share the lands.
其中有犹大支派作为代表。
The representative was the Judah.
这里面就是有在犹大支派里面，就以加勒为代表。
In Judas, the representative was Caleb.
那因着加勒的这个完全是跟随神的一个心意，
Because Caleb is faithful to our God,
神就将应许的这个福气就赐给以色列人。
the Lord sent Jesus lands. To those Israels.
特别赐福给加勒和他的女儿。
Especially he gave blessings to Caleb and his daughter.
那这里面就讲到，就是约书亚在分完地了以后，
Here, after Joshua distributed the lands to all Israels,
就各个支派他们已经得到了所应得的那些土地。
each tribe received their own allotted territory.
那包括这里面的城市。
That includes or cities,
还有城市边上的旷野，
also wilderness around the city.
那这在接着呢，就在各个城市的各个支派的所得的这个城市里面，
Among those cities,
那神就照着应许，就是说设立了6个城市，
according God's wish,
那成为一个以色列人的一个逃城。
He established these refuge cities
那
as promised.
用今天的话来讲，就是一个避难所。
By using today's, it's a refuge
或者讲是难民营，
or an asylum
就设立这个到逃城的这个目的，从字面上来讲，就是以色列的百姓给以色列百姓做的。
The purpose of establishing these refugee cities was literally to provide Israel's,
你不管是什么样的身份，
whatever your status,
就有一个地方你可以去。
first you have some place to go.
就可以去逃避你应该承受的一些责任。
You can escape of some responsibilities by going there.
那首先，这个逃城有非常细致的一个详细的一个规定，
First of all, the rules of these cities were very detailed.
而且这些规定都是神亲自设立的，
And all these rules set by gods,
不是有人的想法。
not our human beings'
第
idea.
二个呢，就是逃城的里面的一个选择。
Secondly, the selection of the place of these refugee cities.
也包括地点的这个分别，都是为了人的一个需要。
Also, the place were based on people's needs.
其实每个支派他们都是非常便利。
It's convenient for all crows, all tribes.
那第三就是这个逃城的这个执行都有非常严格的一个执行的条款。
So, thirdly, the enforcement of refugee city was very strict.
那神不允许有任何宽容的一些地方。
There's no record from the God that anyone offending the rule will be excused.
所以在整部圣经里面，你就看不到任何有人就违背逃城的一个规章。
Therefore, if you read the Bible, there's no record in the Bible of anyone offending these rules.
所以，如果弟兄姐妹你在读圣经的时候有看到的时候，你给我分享。
If you read that, you found that, please share it with me.
那最后呢，我们要存着一个非常敬畏逃城的这个心思来面对它。
Lastly, with respect to our God, I believe we need to respect these cities.
那请大家翻到约书亚记的第20章。
Please turn your Bible to Book of Joshua,
那我先来读第一节到第六节。
chapter 20. Let me read from verse 1 to verse 6.
所以约书亚当时吩咐以约书亚，那耶和华吩咐约书亚说：“你吩咐以色列人说，你们要照我借摩西所吩咐你们的，为自己设立逃城，使那无意中误杀人的可以逃到那里。这些要作为你逃避暴雪仇者的城，杀人者要逃到这些城中的一座。”站在城门口，把他的事情陈述给那城的长老听，他们就要接他入城，给他地方，让他住在他们中间。若是暴雪仇者追上了他，长老不可以把他交给暴雪仇者的手里，因为他是无意中杀了邻居的，并非过去彼此之间有仇恨。他要住在那城里，直到他站在会众面前受审判。等到当时的大祭司死后，杀人者才可以回到本城本家，就是他所逃出来的那一城。
Joshua 20:1-6. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Tell the Israelites to designate the cities of refuge, as I instruct you through Moses, so that anyone who kills a person accidentally and unintentionally may flee there and find protection from the avenger of blood. When they flee to one of these cities, they are to stand in the entrance of the city gate and state their case before the elders of that city. Then the elders are to admit the fugitive into the city and provide a place to live among them. If the avenger of blood comes in pursuit, the elders must not surrender the fugitive, because the fugitive killed their neighbors unintentionally and without malice aforethought. They are to stay in that city until they have stood trial before the assembly and until the death of the high priest who is serving at that time. Then they may go back to their own home in the town from which they fled."
让我们一起来做一个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们天上的父，
Our Heavenly Father,
我们今天来到你的面前，
we came before you today.
让圣灵亲自来开启我们的心。
May the Holy Spirit open our hearts.
那我们是无论是讲的还是翻译的，
May everything, our speakers and the translator,
还是坐在这里面听的，
also the listeners,
都愿意来顺服圣灵亲自的感动。
to be willing to led by the Spirit's guidance.
愿今天传讲的所有的圣经的话语里面，
We pray for that every word from the Bible
那都能够显出他这个每一个字句的能力。
will demonstrate its power.
那最重要的时候，借着圣经，让我们都可以看见主耶稣基督的恩典。
More importantly, through those scriptures, we may see the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们领受主耶稣那个拣选我们无比的这个大爱。
And we can feel, take those unmatched love from our Lord.
愿创造宇宙万物的神得所有的荣耀。
May all the glories belong to the God who created the universe and all the things.
祷告、祈求、感恩都是奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen。
Amen.
就早在约书亚之前大约40年的时候，
About 40 years before Joshua.
就耶和华借着摩西，就是对以色列的百姓，就是有这样的话。
The Lord told Israel through Moses.
就是要在12支派的这个分地的中间选出几十个城镇归给利未人。
He would like to designate dozens of cities among the 12 tribes'
因为利
lands
未人他们没有分地，
to those Levites as they do not have their own land.
所以让这些利未人就可以住在这些城镇里面。
Therefore, all those Levites can live in those cities.
那在这些15个城市里面，又挑选了6个城市，
He carefully selected six cities.
所以让误杀人的时候就可以逃到那个城里面。
For those people who intentionally, unintentionally kill the people can flee to those cities.
那我要给大家看的是，上面是一张地图，是加州这个基督之家第六家教会的提供的一个资料。
I'd like to share the map. This is completed by California's Christian Home, the Sixth Church.
所以呢，你可以看出来，就是当时在约旦河是在中间。
So you can see there, it's in the middle of the Jordan River.
约旦河的这个西边就有3个城市，
In the west side of the Jordan River, there's three cities.
那东边也有3个城市，
There's also three in the east side.
而且非常均匀的这个分布，
And they are evenly distributed.
而且当时这6个城市都是非常显要的一个山寨。
Most of them are in a very strategic point,
那特别是其中的那个希伯伦城。
especially for Hebron.
就是加勒弟兄他征战得来的这个城市。
Well, Caleb was fight and won in the battles.
那设立这个城的其中的一个目的是这样的，
The main purpose of establishment of these cities,
就是你无论住在什么样一个地方，
regardless where you live,
就在一天之内你就可以到这个城上，
all people can reach a refugee city with one day trip,
那就接受神的这个保护。
and to seek their protection from our Lord.
就是在40年以后呢，就是约书亚带领以色列百姓进到迦南地。
After 40 years, Joshua take the lead the all the Israelites into the camp.
就耶和华就再次提醒约书亚，
The Lord reminded Joshua,
你要吩咐以色列人，
tell the Israelites
要照着当时我借着摩西所吩咐你们的。
to set up cities of refuge as instructed through Moses.
要为自己设立这些逃城，
You need to establish these refuge cities by yourself.
所以你从历史上来看，就逃城是圣经自己开始的一个制度。
From historical view, you can see all those refugee cities is from the Bible.
因为在一个普通法治的一个社会。
Because in a society with a legal system,
就包括圣经的这个时代，就是公义就是杀人了，你就要偿命。
including the Bible, justice means that any killers need to pay the death penalty.
所以这个逃城的设定，它其实要反映的神的另外一个方面的一个个性。
Therefore, the setup of refugee city also reveals another aspect of our Lord.
就是我们新约里时代里面经常提到的一个神的恩典和怜悯。
We very frequently mention that in the New Testament.
那首先，我要让大家我们一起来分享，发现就是逃城的这个设定是完全是神的旨意。
First of all, I need to share the establishment of refugee cities was entirely from God's will.
包括里面地址的这个选择，
Including the selection of those locations,
那里面所住的一个居民，
also their residents,
所管理的那些长老，
and elders in charge,
都是有明确的确定、
is
明确的规定。
all designated by those strict rules.
所以，他不允许我们能够按照人的这个意志来设立逃城。
Therefore, we cannot create or set up such cities by our own willings.
特别是提醒我们在今天的社会是要这样警醒。
Especially, we remind us in today's modern society, we need to keep that in our mind.
那我们先来看看，就神设立逃城的一个目的。
Let's first look at the purpose of laws, why the establishment of these refugee
那
cities.
最早记录在民数记的时候，25章第9节到15节。
First, it was recorded in Numbers chapter 25,
Verse 9 to 15，
verse 9 to 15.
就耶和华吩咐摩西说，
The Lord tell the Moses,
那你要吩咐以色列人。
you need to tell those Israels.
那对他们说，你们过了那个约旦河的时候，进入迦南地的时候，就要指定几座城。
When you cross the Jordan into Canaan, select some towns to be your cities of refuge.
所以，此物杀人的时候可以逃到那里面。
To which a person who has killed someone accidentally may flee.
那这些城就要成为这个逃避仇者的城市。
There will be places of refuge from the avengers,
对，似乎杀人的时候不至于死。
so that anyone accused of murder may not die before they stand trial before the assembly.
也要等他可以站在会众面前受审。
Let them stand before the assembly for trial.
所以逃城的这个规定，它的这个对象是以色列人。
So the regulation for refugee city applies to those
那
Israels.
设立逃城的这个时间是要到以色列人过了约旦河以后。
The time for this establishment is after they crossing the Jordan River,
那进到迦南地里面，
and they enter into the Canaan.
那逃城所受益的对象就是那些误杀人的。
The protection to those people are those people unintentionally kill other people.
Yeah, 目的是这些让那些误杀人的人呢不至于死亡，
To preventing them from being sentenced to death.
因为当时他还没有完整的一个法庭的一个系统。
By the time there was no comprehensive legal system.
所以逃城就成为一个唯一的这个保护的机制。
So refugee cities served as the only protection mechanism.
所以接下去呢，耶和华又告诉摩西。
So after that, Jesus also told Moses.
耶和华，耶和华
Jehovah.
Yeah, 所以他在说，你在指定的这个城里面，就是要做一个六座城。
There are a total of six refugee cities.
就在摩西的时候，他们已经讲好了要设六座城。
By the Moses' time, they already said that we need to set up six cities.
而且提到这六座城是要给以色列人。
And they also mentioned that these cities, especially for those Israels.
And 和他们中间的一些外人。
And also some Gentiles among them.
以及聚居的。
And also they who lived with them.
所以你这里面就可以看到，就是说这个逃城的数量一共是六个。
Therefore, we can see the total number of refugee cities is six.
那如果你读过圣经的时候，你发现六往往是表示在圣经里表示是世界上的这个完全。
If you read Bible, the number of six symbolizes the completion of the whole world.
那今天我们在组织学的时候，我们也有一些讨论。
Today in our Bible study, we also had some discussion about this.
那相对来讲，七是代表神的一个完全。
Relatively speaking, seven is to God's completion.
所以这里我刚才也提到，就是说六种城市它均匀分布。
Therefore, we are just mentioned the six refugee cities were evenly distributed.
使得任何想往逃到那个城里面，就当天就可以逃到城里面。
For anyone who wants to go there can only have a day trip be there.
那在这里，在第十四节的时候，就是耶和华特别强调了一点。
In verse 14, the Lord specifically emphasized this.
就逃城的这个受益者啊，他除了这个以色列人以外，还包括中间的这个外人。
The beneficiary of those refugee cities is besides Israels, also including some foreigners.
甚至那些寄居在里面的。
Even some alien residents.
只要你是住在以色列的分地里面。
As long as you are within the land of allotted to Israel,
人都可以受逃城的保护。
anyone can receive the protection from these cities.
那等会我会分享，这里面有非常深刻的一个恩典的意义在里面。
So we can share some very deep meanings of these.
就是摩西在领受了这些逃城规定的时候，但是在具体逃城的设立都要等到约书亚的这个时代。
When Moses know the rules of set up these cities, but when the true establishment should come to the Joshua's.
而且要等到约书亚都花了七年把地打下来以后，分完了以后才可以设立。
And they need to wait until the time when Joshua completed the distribution of the land.
而且特别的告诉约书亚，设立这些陶城是为他们自己的需要。
Also, they told Joshua, "This is for their own benefits."
就陶城在另外一个翻译又称为避难所。
The refuge city also can be translated into asylum.
这样的话，它在有的圣经的翻译里面就翻译成庇护城。
So, therefore, in other some Bible, it's to translate to a place to fled to.
如果你搜索这个圣经的词的时候，你会发现旧约圣经里面经常用这个词来形容耶和华自己。
If you search for your Bible, you can see many times in Old Testament it used this word to describe Jesus.
整个摩西其实代表的是神的律法。
The whole Moses is represent the God's law.
所以这个律法就是指向这个陶城。
Therefore, these laws point to these refugee cities.
但是神又在另一方面应许说，他要为我们设立避难所。
In the other hand, God also said he's going to set up the refugee cities.
而且约书亚的这一代就代表得救进入应许的那一代。
All those the peoples from Joshua, he represents all people who are saved.
那在这个时候，陶城就被实现。
In this time, the refuge of city can be realized.
那联系到我们现在新约的时候，就是新约的这个主耶稣基督作为一个陶城，就在我们身上得到实现。
If we relating to ourselves in the New Testament, our Lord Jesus is our refuge city.
那再次我引申一下，就是神亲自为他的子民设立了这个陶城救恩。
I also want to reach out that God Himself has established the salvation for His people,
那使得我们这些在无意之中犯罪的这些罪人，
allowing us innocent of without intention. To find this refuge,
可以进到主耶稣里面，
we can enter into the word of Lord Jesus,
领受主耶稣的救恩，
and also take the Jesus salvation.
而且是给所有愿意接受他的。
And this salvation is available for all those who are willing to accept them
那
Him.
不管你原来是犹太人也。
Whenever you are originally a Jew
还是外邦人，
or a Gentile
或者是一个美国的公民和以色列的公民，
or a citizen of United States or Israel.
或者是寄居的，
Or you are alien resident.
只要你是愿意，
As long as you are willing,
就可以进到这个陶城里
you
面，
can enter the refuge cities
接受他的保护。
and receive his protection.
就圣经里面一个最大的应许，我们都读过这一节经文。
The greatest promise in the Bible, we all know this scripture.
就是这个在神赐讲给尼哥底母的那句话，
This is when God told Nicodemus the word.
就神爱世界上的人，
It's God loves you.
他设立了他将直接独一的这个生儿子，就要赐给他们，
And he even sent his only son to us.
就叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And that those who people who believe him not perish, but will live forever.
就是这个儿子是属神的，
So this son is belongs to God.
但是他来到这个世间，
But he came to this world
让所有能够在这里面相信他的，都可以进到陶城里面，
for all those people who believe him can enter to their own
那
refuge
可以承
city
受主耶稣的一个新的生命，
and receive the new life from our Lord Jesus.
讲到不至灭亡，反得永生。
And you never perish, but live forever.
就陶城里面，它有一个限制，
There's a limit in those refugee cities.
就是它只是针对无意杀人的。
They only apply to those people who unintentionally kill others.
那也就是说，你如果是有人是故意杀人，
In other words, if someone intentionally murdered other people,
即使你到了这个陶城，也会被拒绝。
even you can reach to a refugee city, but you won't be accepted.
所以在旧约解释这个时候的时候，他举了一个很有名的一个例子。
A well-known Old Testament has such example.
所以两个人呢，他们一起去砍树。
When two people go to chop trees together,
那有一个人他在砍树的时候，因为用斧子用的比较粗心，
One of man was carelessly used his axe.
就是他的斧头飞出去了，
The head of his axe flew out away,
那砍死了另外一个人。
and killing another person.
所以为了避免这个死者的那个家人去复仇，
So to escape the revenge from the victim's family,
所以这个杀人的就可以逃到这个逃城里面。
the murderer should they he left fled to one of the refugee cities.
那他可以站在城门口，
He can stand on the at the city gate
就把他所发生的事情呢，告诉那城里面的长老。
and present his case to the elders in the city.
按照逃城的规定呢，这些人他就要被接到这个城里面。
According to the rules, the elders need to accept this person into the refugee city.
而且要给他地方，
Now, invite him to live
让他住在里面。
and live among with them.
所以，也许你会问一个问题的时候，说：“那故意杀人又怎么办
You may have a question to those who intentionally kill other people, what to do?
？”那这个是一个非常好的一个问题，
This is a great question.
因为你自己想一想，就是杀人有没有不是故意的？
And you can think about whether there's killing unintentionally versus intentionally.
就是没有完全是无意的。
It's totally different.
这是一个非常很难回答的一个问题。
It's also a very difficult question to answer.
那取决来你是向谁问的一个问题。
It depends on who asked this question.
所以，如果你是那个杀人犯，
If you are the person who commit the murder,
你当然是希望你是无意的，
of course you were saying you are unintentional.
甚至你也希望就不要被处死刑。
You even hope to escape from the death penalty.
但是你如果你自己不是那个杀人犯，
If you are not that murder,
甚至呢，这个杀人犯又是你不喜欢的，
even the murder is not a person who you like.
你会很喜欢他接受这个事情。
You may hope he accept this the fact.
所以神在设立逃城的时候，他把审判的这个权柄就交给了城里面的那些长老。
Therefore, when God set up these cities, he gave the power to those elders.
那长老就要根据详细的这个审判来确定他是不是故意杀人。
The elders will follow the procedure and to make decision whether it is intentionally or unintentionally.
但是如果发现他是故意杀人，
If they found him is with intention,
那逃城就没有责任去接纳这个杀人犯。
so refugee city will not accept them.
那我在回答这个问题的时候，我想用一些圣经里面的一些例子。
When I answer this question, I'd like to use some examples from our Bible.
看看这些能不能可以更清楚了来解释这个问题。
Let's see if we can using our scripture to help us to reach to a much clearer conclusion.
那第一个例子是，就是我们讲到的一个诺亚方舟的这个故事。
The first example is the Ark of Noah.
So，这个记录在《创世纪》的第七章。
This is was recorded in Genesis chapter 7.
我想就是只读其中的一节经文，就在23节。
Let me only read the one verses from the verse 23.
就耶和华除灭了这个地上的各类的生物，包括人、牲畜、爬行动物和天空的飞鸟，他们都从地上除灭了。只剩下挪亚和那些与他同在方舟里的。
Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out. People and animals and the creatures that move along the ground and the birds were wiped from the earth. Only Noah was left and those with him in the ark.
所以你从这里可以看到，就是说人的这个得救与否，只有一个区别。
Therefore, you can see whether people be saved, there's only one difference.
就是他们当时在不在方舟里面？
That depends on whether they are in the ark.
那当时在方舟里面的只有挪亚和他的家人。
So among that time in the ark, there was only Noah and his family,
那甚至所有的这个动物，
including all other animals,
只要在方舟里面，
as long as they were in the ark,
就免了死亡。
they were escaped from death.
在这个事情上，神完全有主权。
In this kind of things, God has his complete sovereignty.
他包容所以愿意进来的。
He like to forgive all those who were willing to enter.
就刚才我讲到过，陶成的接纳或者拒绝，
I just said the escape to the acceptance or refuse.
取决于负责管理陶成的那些长老。
Depends on those elders who are in charge.
那我们刚才在新约里面，我们陶成的长老到底是谁？
In the New Testament, all refugee city, who are the elders?
但是在我们知道，我们在新约里面，陶成就是我们主耶稣基督。
We know in New Testament, those elders are Jesus Christ.
所以我们在实施的时候，又是什么样的一个规则呢？
So when we have these since incidents, what are the rules?
所以罗马书里面有一些字句，让我们可以去学习。
In the book of Rome, we can learn something from there.
这里就讲到说，我们这些旧人。
Here it says, for we know that our old selves,
他说：“一旦我们信了耶稣，
whenever we believe that Jesus,
就得了一个新的生命在里，
we receive a new life,
而且我们称为新人。
and we become a new person.
那这个新人，他说就可以进到主耶稣里头，
The new person can enter into the Christ.
在主耶稣外面，这个罪对我们已经没有权势。”
We are no longer bounded to those things outside of the Jesus.
里面就想到一个比喻，就是说我们已经跟主耶稣已经同死。
Here is a knowledge we already died with Christ.
那不管你犯的罪当时是有意和无意，
Whether those things were intentional or unintentional,
那罪的代价已经是摆上了，
the price of the sin has been already paid.
或者是说主耶稣已经为我们摆上了。
Also, we can say Jesus Christ already paid this
那在
price.
后面我会再提到这一点，
I will explain more later.
但圣经里面还有一个地方就是非常严重的一个警告。
However, there's a very serious warning in the Bible.
那特别是读到希伯来书6章4到6节的时候，你会很害怕。
In Book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verses 4, you should be scared.
他说：“论到那些已经蒙了光照，又尝过天的滋味，又与圣灵有份的，并尝过神的话的美味，来和来世全能的人，若要再离弃正道，就不可能使他们重新懊悔了，因为他们亲自把神的儿子重钉十字架，公然羞辱他。”
It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heaven gift, who has shared in the Holy Spirit, who has tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, and who have fallen away to be brought back to repentance, to their loss, they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace.
所以我们在平时这个行事为人是要非常小心，
So we must be very careful in our doings,
不要公然去羞辱神儿子的名。
not to publicly dishonor our God's,
那也就是你去公开否认主耶稣基督，
which means you publicly denying the Jesus Christ.
而且你内心已经知道这样做是离弃了正道。
And also you know from your heart you already abandoned
但是你还是一意孤行。
And you are also still doing your own way.
那这里希伯来书就讲说，你这样做的话，就相当于再次亲自把神的儿子重钉十字架。
In Hebrews, it's saying to their loss of their crucifying the Son of God all over again.
那这个时候，就神就会也许会撤去，让我们有重新懊悔的能力。
From that time, God may take away our repentance.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们这个在这些话里面可以去体会神的这个心意。
Brothers and sisters, we can learn the God's willing from these words.
神本身的这个心意，它其实是你只要还在这个世上生活。
from God as long as you are living in this world
神还赐给你呼吸的能力的时候，
and still have the breath of the air,
神还给你一个机会，
He gives you an opportunity to
还给你机
repent,
会有悔改的机会。
the opportunity to repent.
因为照着神儿子自己的意思，
According to God's,
就像主耶稣他在十字架上的时候讲了一句话，
like Jesus was on the cross.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们，
He said, the Father, forgive them.
因为他们现在所做的，他们是不知道的。
Because they don't know what they are doing.
”所以在从这里可以看出来，就是说在陶城他是亲自有神设计的。
So we can see refugee cities were established personally by God.
但是我们的神又是一个无限的神，
Also, our God is a God with unlimited.
所以我们在日常生活的时候，有的时候我们实际上是有意在犯罪。
If you sin in our daily life, probably you are intentionally commit this sin.
但是只要悔改，
But as long as you repentant,
神在主耶稣里面，他看你还是无意的。
God will see you innocent
因
from
为为了
God's
主耶稣
perspective.
的这个缘故，
For the sake of Jesus Christ,
神要将里面心里面原来起的这个恶意也除去。
our God will remove the evil from your heart, even from your thoughts.
我知道这个时候在逻辑上非常困难，
This is very difficult to explain logically.
但是这是一个对我们来说一个极大的安慰。
But this is a great comfort to us.
那听到这里面，我相信弟兄们也许会有一个问题。
From now, probably, brother and sister, you may have a question.
就是那些人，如果你的亲戚被人杀了，那这些家人又是怎么样的感受？
So, what's the feeling for those people who have suffering from loss of family member who killed by others?
我们必须要解决这个问题，就从人的角度来讲，这显得有点不公义。
If we are going to address these questions from the city of refuge, looks like injustice.
那我们再次回来读第六节经文，
So let's do the verse 6.
所以他就是表示那个杀人犯，他要住在那城里面，直到他站在公众面前受审判，直到等到当时的大祭司死后，杀人者就才可以回到本城本家，就是他所逃出来的那城。
So the mention of the high priest's death.
这里就提到一个很特别的事情。
This mentioned a very special things.
那也就是说，这个大祭司的这个死，
The highest priest death of highest priest.
那我相信大祭司的死就至少代表两个方面的问题。
His death at least represents two things.
那首先第一点，以色列百姓就一个时代只有一个大祭司。
First, Israel had only one high priest at the time.
那这些大祭司亚伦的后代，
They are descendants from Aaron.
特别是被神高立。
They are anointed by God.
那代表是神跟以色列百姓的一个关系。
Represents a relationship between God and Israel's.
这个大祭司的死表示一个时代的结束，
The death of the highest priest signifies the end of an era.
一个新的时代的开始。
And also the beginning of a new era.
就神的心意以后到了新的时代的时候，我们要把旧的时代全都挪去。
So, according to God's will, whenever we enter to a new era, we need to abandon all of those in the
所以
old
我们有的
era.
时候讲，就是说人犯罪和信主之前和信主以后犯的罪是有本质上的区别。
Sometimes we mention there's a true difference for who commit a crime. Before believe God or and after believe God.
那另外一点，我觉得是更重要的，
Another things I just want like to point out.
就大祭司的死，其实他已经是为那个杀人犯死。
The death of the highest priest also symbolizes taking place of the murderer's death.
就在新约的时候，就基督已经死了，我们就可以活。
In the New Testament, the Christ died and we can live.
那这一句话其实是当时查理·科克在网上讲的最后一句话。
This is the sentence spoken by Charlie Kirk on the internet, his last sentence.
耶稣死了，所以我可以活。
Jesus Christ died, so I'm able to live.
那我们再来看一下，就在如果是看到圣经的记载，大约在2000年、2020年之间，主耶稣挂在十字架上讲过同样的话。
Let me look back on in the Bible. Approximately over 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ said the same thing when he was crucified on the cross.
主耶稣知道各样的事情已经成了，就为使经上的话应验，他说：“我渴了。”有一个盛满醋的罐子放在那里，他们就拿海绵蘸满了醋，绑在牛膝草上，送到他的嘴边。耶稣尝了那醋，说成了，就低下头，断了气。
When Jesus was on the Christ, on the cross, he was so thirsty. Therefore, there's some a stick with the vinegar to give him. He tasted it and say, "It's done."
就是我们的救主是这样一位很圣洁的救主，
So our Savior is a very sacred Savior.
就是这样一位圣洁和无瑕疵、无玷污、远离罪人的一个高过诸天的大祭司。
So we have such a holy, blameless, pure, set apart from those sinners, such a high priest.
他对我们是最合适的一个大祭司。
He's most suitable priest to us.
他就是不像那些传统的大祭司，
Unlike the other high priests,
每天他必须要先为自己的罪，
he does need to offer sacrifice day by day.
那后为百姓的罪献祭。
First for his own sins, then for the sins of his people.
但是我们的主耶稣他一次性就把自己的生命献上了。
However, Jesus Christ sacrificed his life and for our own
那就
sins.
像这个陶城里面这个大祭司把生命献上了，
Such like in this refuge, the highest priest sacrificed his life.
那你又进到陶城了以后，神看你就是无义的，
Then when you enter the refuge city, God see you as innocent.
所以这些城里面的长老就必须要接这个杀人犯进到城里面。
So the elders of those cities need to allow those people entering the cities
那给他地方住，
and provide him to a living place
让他住在他们中间，
and let them living among them.
而且要住在那里成天，直到大祭司去世的时候。
And they need to live there until the highest priest died.
而且他可以从那城里面出来，可以回到他自己原来的城市。
Then he also can go back to his own place.
所以这个你会发现，这个陶城的最后的处理。都是不容侵犯的。
So you can find all those principles of the refugee cities is cannot be it's intolerant other to any alteration.
就陶城是我们必须面对的一个城市。
A refugee city is a city we must face.
就是我们在无意犯罪的时候，
When we commit unintentional sin,
你必须要面向逃向陶城。
you must go to the direction of refugee city.
你如果不进入陶城里面，
If you do not enter a refugee
你
city,
还受这个世界的捆绑。
you are still subject to the sin from this world.
那如果你一进到陶城里面，
If you enter into this city,
你完全接受这个陶城的审判。
you accept all the sentence and judgment from this city.
那我刚才要提到一个是，如果你是看到杀人犯进到陶城里面。
I just mentioned if you see a person entering a refugee city who commits the crime,
神不允许你进到陶城里面再追杀他。
God does not allow you to follow him into the refuge city to kill him.
这个是在我们现实有非常属灵的意义在里面，
In reality, there's a biblical meaning for us.
就是讲到我们在主里面饶恕人的功课。
This is our forgiveness in God's love.
因为主耶稣他在登山宝训的时候。
When Jesus in the mountain,
就是他警告我们，我们其实每个人都是有机会是杀人的。
He in his sermon, he warned us that we are all potentially can commit a murder.
因为他说我们在心里面经常会恨我们的弟兄姐妹。
Because we often have a hatred inside our hearts,
特别是现在我们这个时代，
especially in our current world.
面对很多冲突，
We have so many conflicts.
要相信我们就在我们这个会堂里面，
I believe just in this worship center,
在我们心里面，
in our hearts,
满有对神的仇恨。
we may be filled with hatred toward our God.
那当时主的门徒啊，彼得跟我们现在一样，
Just like similar to Peter by the time,
他进去跟主耶稣说：“他说主啊，我弟兄得罪我。
he asked Jesus asked, said, brother, just have sinned to me, sinned on me.
”我当饶恕他几次呢？
Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother?
到7次够吗？
Is that seven times?
耶稣说：“我告诉你，不是到7次，还是要到70个7次。
Jesus replied, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times.
”因为我们在心里面对人有仇恨的时候，
Because when we have our hatred toward others in our heart,
特别是我们知道这个组内的弟兄姐妹，
especially we know they are our brothers and sisters in Jesus.
如果我心里的仇恨不放下来，
If I do not put away those hatreds,
也就是说，我的仇恨放不下来。
also means I must have my hostile.
神就宣判我也受仇恨的、逃城的限制。
Then God will also judge us. We are also subject to the rule of refuge
这个
city.
时候，你就必须进到逃城里面，
In this time, you have to enter a refuge city.
所以你就身份上就是一个交换的过程。
Therefore, you have identity exchange with that person.
但是因为主耶稣的恩典，他在十字架上向神求。
Due to the grace of Jesus Christ, we can ask for our Lord.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们。
She said, we can say, Father, forgive them.
几个礼拜前，最让我感动的是查理克的妻子。
Several weeks ago, I was touched by the words from the wife of Charles Cook.
他在几万人面前对着公众就讲。
He was facing more than 10,000 people, he said publicly.
她就是对她枪杀她丈夫的人说：“我饶恕你。
He said to the murderer who kills his husband, he said, I forgive him.
”因为主耶稣也警告过我们，
Jesus also said, warned us,
他说：“如果你不能饶恕人，
if you do not forgive others,
也许妇人也将不饶恕你。
your heavenly Father may not forgive you as well.
”因为我们在恨另外一个人的时候，神就提醒我们。
When you hate someone, God remind us.
我们继续仇恨，
Then the continuing in hatred in your heart
就是故意了。
is also an intentionally sin.
那即使我们来到逃城面城门口，
Even if when we seek our refuge,
就有可能被拒绝在门外。
we may be turned away and cannot enter the door.
愿神怜悯我们，
May God have mercy on us.
也要让我们。在神设立这个逃城的时候，神的子民都可以进去，得那个改变的生命。
When God set up these refuge cities, all God's people can enter to the such city and feel the life of Jesus Christ.
我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray.
感谢神，
Thank you, Lord,
你向这个世界上最宝贵的逃城赐给我们。
for giving us the most precious refuge city to us.
也在这个现今的时候，你启示给我们，我们现今的社会里面，逃城就是我们的教会。
For nowadays, you also revealed us. In nowadays, the refuge city is our church.
让我们可以在世上受到愁苦的伤害的时候，我们可以来到逃城里面。
May our church also become a refuge city for our people whenever those who have unknowingly sinned can come into this city.
让无心犯罪的人可以进来，
And those people who commit unintentional sin can come to here, receive the protection.
接受神你自己亲自的保护，
Receive God's protection.
除去你神为这些不幸的人预备的审判。
Take away those justice penalty from those people.
愿主耶稣无比的大爱
May the Lord's the grace, love,
抹去世间的所有的仇恨，
remove all hatred in the world,
也赐给我们力量，
and give us the strength
饶恕他人。
to forgive others.
愿弟兄姐妹，我们特别在恩典堂能够彼此相爱。
May brothers and sisters, especially people, brothers and sisters in Grace Church, love each other
让来到我们中间的众人可以认出来。
so that all other people coming to our church can recognize us.
我们是主耶稣基督拣选的门徒，
We are disciples of Jesus Christ.
让所有的荣耀都归给神。
And we gave all these glories to our God.
祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.